So let me come to the end of my... There's two more. This is number 10 and 11, if you've been following. Probably you haven't. Number 10, on how to pray for Israel, says, pray for the harvest of the Gentiles. Let me take you back to Romans 11, 25, which says, blindness or hardness in part has happened to Israel until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. All Israel will not be saved until every Gentile appointed for God, by God for salvation has come in. So we as people concerned about Israel have a very important reason to be concerned about the salvation of the Gentiles. This thought has occurred to me sometimes. Jesus said in one of his rather cryptical statements, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. I think in a way that applies to Israel and the Gentiles. Israel were number one. Jesus went first to them, and it didn't go to the Gentiles. Alas, Israel didn't meet God's conditions. And so God went to the last, the Gentiles. And Israel thus became, in turn, the last. But now I believe the last will be first. There's a changeover. The grace of God is moving like a cloud from the Gentile world to the Jews. It's only begun to move, and yet there are masses and millions of Gentiles to come in. But that's the direction that God is moving. All right, finally. And I sometimes tease myself, because when I say finally, it very seldom is finally. However, in Philippians chapter 3, Paul says, finally, my brethren, and goes on for two more chapters. So I have at least a precedent. But this is the last thing that I want to say in my list of suggestions for how to pray. Take the sword of the Spirit. Proclaim. It's one of the most powerful things that you can do for Israel. You remember what Paul said in Ephesians 6, I think it's 17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, you are not born with the sword of the Spirit in your hand. When you're born again, Paul says, take the sword of the Spirit. If you take the sword, the Spirit will wield it. But if you don't take it, the Spirit has nothing to wield. So one very effective way to take the sword is by proclamation of the Word of God. Every time you do that, you're thrusting with the sword against the forces of darkness. Now, Ruth and I are going to give you a little pattern of proclamation. Come on, sweetheart, you've got to know the way here by now. All right. Psalm 33, verses 8 through 12. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his own inheritance. And the name of that people is?
Israel.
Israel, that's right. And everything that the nations plan, contrary to God's plans for Israel, will not come to pass. All right. Jeremiah 31:10. This is only part of the verse. Now let me stop and think how it begins. How does it begin? It's only the latter part. He who scattered Israel is gathering him and will keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. I think we'll say that again. He who scattered Israel is gathering him and will keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. So regathered Israel is ultimately secure because God will not merely regather them, he will keep them. Now, Psalm 125, verse 3, we have to say from the NIV, and this is only part of the psalm. The scepter of the wicked shall not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. Now, I believe the scepter of the wicked is Islam. And it says the power of Islam will not ultimately continue to dominate the territory allotted to the righteous. At the same time, the Lord has to make the Jews righteous, so it's a double process. Then Psalm 129, verses 5 and 6.
Let them all be confounded and turn back that hate Zion.
Let them be like the grass upon the housetops, which withers before it grows up. And notice we're not against a nationality. We're only against a certain category of people, those who hate Zion. Let's say that again. Let them all be confounded and turn back that hate Zion. Let them be like the grass upon the housetops, which withers before it grows up. In other words, they will never come to maturity. They may have many plans and schemes, but they'll never come to full maturity. And then Psalm 17, verses 7 through 9, where we put Israel in where the psalmist said, me. Now I've got to think how to start. All right, Psalm 17, verses 7 through 9. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who trust in you, from those who rise up against them.
Keep Israel
as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your wings from the wicked who oppress us, from our deadly enemies who surround us. That's the exact situation of Israel today. Let's do that once more. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who trust in you from those who rise up against them. Keep Israel as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your wings from the wicked who oppress us, from our deadly enemies who surround us. So that's my 11 suggestions. You probably lost track of them. I will read them very quickly, and then we will move on with the meeting. I'm not going to take time to comment on them. I'll simply read them. Number one, stay within the parameters of God's word. Number two, enter with thanksgiving and praise. Number three, whether Jews or Gentiles, confess your appropriate sins against the other. Number four, identify with God's ultimate purpose, a people for himself. Number five, only by God's Spirit. Number six, plead for mercy and favor in this set time. Number seven, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Number eight, bless Israel and be blessed. Number nine, don't tell God what to do. Number 10, pray for the harvest of the Gentiles. And number 11, take the sword of the Spirit. Proclaim.